rolling, 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 whee!
Oh, hey, Mindy. Whoa, are you rollerblading and wearing a trash bag?
Sure am, Guy Razzie. I'm taking a roll around my living room and trying to get my sweat on.
Wait a minute. Are you wearing a trash bag so you can sweat more? Why don't you just turn up the heat?
Guy Raz, you know I can't do that. If I turn up the heat, all of the frosting and the gumdrops on my gingerbread mansion will melt and the whole thing will collapse.
I see. Well, Mindy, do you think you can get your sweat on after the game show?
Oh, right, the game show. I knew I was forgetting something.
Hit the lights.
And fasten your seatbelts in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after. Hey, is the hot dog really a sandwich?
It's 2 whats and a wow.
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific facts about caterpillars and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow. Was it A, masked birch caterpillars rub their booties on leaves to make music, but only when they're alone?
Or was it B, once a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it forgets all of its experiences as a caterpillar?
Or was it C, caterpillars have more muscles than humans?
And here to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Stefan from Seattle. Stefan, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Stefan, and I live in Seattle, Washington. And my wow in the world is that caterpillars have more muscles than humans do. Say hi to Reggie for me. Bye.
Winner, winner, milkweed for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guess the answer C, caterpillars have more muscles than humans, you are correct. Congratulations, Stefan, for finding the winning wow.
Yeah, in fact, caterpillars actually have more muscles than humans. A lot more. Humans typically have between 640 and 840 muscles, depending on how you count them. But caterpillars, they can have as many as 4,000 muscles, all in that teeny tiny body.
But if you guessed A or B, you weren't that far off.
If you guessed A, it turns out that masked birch caterpillars communicate with each other by making drumming vibrations with their booties or by scraping their behinds on leaves. This is how they make friends to help them build their silken shelters.
And if you guessed B, well, butterflies actually do remember some of the lessons they learned as caterpillars, even though we're not sure if they remember being caterpillars or not.
Guy Raz, tell our winning wowzers what they've won.
Well, Mindy, today all of our winning wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible bag of moths.
These invisible moths recently left their cocoons and are headed to your house. When they arrive, they'll spend their time with the light bulbs in your living room and stop for a snack in your closet while they eat their favorite food, your clothes.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to today's round of Two Whats and a Wow. Our category today is sweat. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with 3 weird, interesting, or unusual facts about sweat. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just totally made up. What?
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following facts about sweat is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, hippo sweat is actually purple?
Or is it B, every person's sweat smells and tastes different?
Or is it C, horses sweat exclusively through their noses?
One more time. Is it A, hippo sweat is actually purple?
Or is it B, every person's sweat smells and tastes different?
Or is it C, horses sweat exclusively through their nostrils?
When you think you have the right answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and announce it to your neighborhood through an open window.
But stay inside. And don't forget to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
And before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Sweat-tacular.
We challenge you to match each family member to the smell of their sweat? Wait, what? Who wrote this?
First, you and your family will throw a little dance party or go for a quick jog around the house. Then, when you're all nice and sweaty, you will put on a blindfold and use your super sniffers to identify each family member by the smell of their own sweat. Record your answers, take off the blindfold, and see if you got it right.
And don't forget to snap a picture of your smelly experiment. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Jonathan Van Ness has always done things his own way. So why would the character in his new kid's book be any different?
The heels are fierce, the capes are fierce.
A fierce guinea pig. You love to see it.
Yeah, I wish I would have had like a cute little like red, like chunky kitten heel when I was like 8.
Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.